Yeah, this is John Flex underscore 215 DWC. Now, we're going to keep it on a kind of calm level, and we're going to get personal on the level of it. Because I want my stuff to be personal, and everybody got to be open with their stuff too. Y'all listen to me. Alright, listen, it might be a long podcast. I'm going to give you a history of who I am. My name is Young Flex 215. I ain't giving government names up. But this guy, he was a cool cat when he was younger. Hang with all his buddies. Everybody was cool with him. Everybody wanted to be around him. We played everything from games to all type of things out in the streets. But this guy became older. Because not just that, he moved around a couple of times in life, and he's has siblings, and he has older, and he has one mom, and so he has to think about the things and consequences in life, to where he want to be in life, and how he want to focus on what he want to do. Most people be scared about telling what they feel in life, but me, I really don't. It doesn't really matter to me because it's just life. And me, I just move. I don't care if you like me, you don't like me. I'm going to move regardless. It's just period. It's period. So, yeah, he's a young man. He's growing up in two different environments, moving back and forth to two different environments. And he get conflicted like, yo, people ain't moving like they supposed to be moving, and I don't like how this person looking at me how I supposed to be, or I supposed to be talking a certain way, or how they supposed to be talking. Like, I didn't even get that point, so I just stuck to myself. This person stuck to himself. He up there just focused on everything about how he supposed to be like, and that's all that matters in his life, just to be that big person in life, or well, no matter even big, but just understanding and quality. Have morals and accountability of his own mistakes. And yes, this person was in a lot of mistakes in life, and he always worked his way out of it. Even if it was consequence coming with it, he worked his way out of it. It ain't been drastic, but he worked his way out of it in a smart, intelligent way. Because it comes from two different people. Okay? Comes from two different people who tells you this. And each one of them will kick in how they want to kick in a direct situation. And this person was never a runner. He was always a fighter. But he realized an aspect of life as a young man growing up, you look for friends and understanding of as yourself as a young man yourself. And he realized a lot of everybody ain't holding that tea. Or some of the motherfuckers challenge you, which was even easier for me. But it didn't even matter because it was just what it is. This person had guns to his face fighting for somebody, protecting him for his own being over miscellaneous and pussy, and he wanted to get in farther consequences than the other person that got consequences. This person got beat up bad. Yes, he did. But he didn't go through the pressure that the person that helped him get off from having his eyes falling out of sockets from these people beating him up, which is our man's that supposed to be on our side helping us. And where I realized this was the game of growing up as a young boy is that a lot of dudes want to test you and your mentality and your loyalty and all your qualities in life. But who is you as an individual and who you stand for? I was never a bully. It was never a bully. He focused on himself. Always kept it 100. always did his own way. People come to him, never come to them. But they wind up, even if you talk to them, they still follow them. And this is the weird thing about life. You don't know your energy, who you have, and what you want to do in life. It's a cold world. We know this. But we live in domination. And so, you got to fit in to get in. Most of the consequences of it. But not all of that has to mean bad. It goes through all type of life. So, it is what it is. But yeah, this man had friends, everything. Thought people had his back. Thought people was riding like they were saying they was riding. All type of stuff. The truth came out when stuff came down. And then when he asked for help, did he get it? Probably never. Only way he got it is from his own blood. Only your own blood stands up for you. You can call anybody a friend, a foe, cousin, whatever like that. Blood rots for blood, regardless, no matter what. The only oldest person in the world hold his own by himself. No daddy, only a mama and grandma. Focus on trying to be big, but can't because your environment you live in wants to turn you into something that you don't want to be turned into. Life can make you what you want, but you got to be strong to make it out. It's only the balance in life. It's only the focus what you think about. See, you gotta be gratitude, be grateful to where you at in your status. If you make it out of something, it's telling you something. You have to change in your ability. They ain't want to change. I thought it was cool. I run into people. They don't look at me, look at me different. Still in the same environment. Don't judge. Keep it moving. Hand out, ask you for something, look out. Soon you say no, oh, you a foe. You ain't from around here, you ain't this and that. Where do that come from? See, thing about me, it will never happen. The mentality of people's streets of giving people shit and having called people your brother and your sister, your cousin, shit, ain't mount to nothing to really power what you're on ability of knowing. Stay stern to your own belief. Go with power these motherfuckers. They'll respect you more. They ain't gonna step on your toes no more. They gonna see how you play. This boy walked in, been grateful to all life and aspects. Got everything in life. Well, mostly as a young child. Started out being mean, being bad, not passing. Realized that that ain't getting him nowhere. Had to change. Change. Turn himself into a new person. Understand that the qualities of this world that we live in have to be more sophisticated. Had to be more common. Direct. Depending on your direct aspects of life. All type of stuff. So, no daddy around. Mother still holding down. Thought the person, thought he was a dummy. Didn't feel so much confidence in himself. Built himself up real strong. People thought that he was weak. because he didn't be like them. But then when they start seeing themselves and seeing how that person was calling that person weak, who's the pig? Who's the rooster? So, you build how you want to build in life. And life makes you, breaks you. It's the podcast on chill mode right now. I'm giving you live, direct, hard, soft facts. This is Young Flex 215. Podcast 215. Hit me up. Ow.